Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, Jackie Mack Harris. Dr. Harris is here, and Dr. Jill Hubbard is here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Steve.
Good to be with you. And
yes.
This is a really, really amazing time. I hope you guys, here it is, had the worst Christmas that you'll ever have for the rest of your life. Because I hope
okay.
Every Christmas just gets better
yeah,
and better.
That sounds good
yeah.
to me.
So, just kind of a weird thing. But I'll tell you, we had a wonderful Christmas. I think this was the best Christmas, other than not having Madeline and Tim with us. But they're coming next year, so that's good. But we had such a great, great Christmas. And I hope everybody else did also. Now we've got the new year coming. And that has some challenges for people. If you're single, a lot of times you think, oh boy, you know, this is rough. What am I going to do? Go to the party, not go to the party. If you're in recovery, you know, sometimes the stress for relapse is a little bit greater. A lot of people, their birthday in recovery is January 1st. And actually, I've got some tips on how to make sure you don't relapse there during the holiday season. I'll send those to anybody that wants them, 1-800 New Life, or go to newlife.com. But one of the things in there, and talk to you guys about this for a second, is watch for triggers. And that really is, you know, you can be so committed, have so much character, and then some unresolved trigger hits, and all of the character, commitment, all the stuff you know, it just goes away. Well, why is that, or talk about that a little bit.
Right. Well, I think we need to be aware that our emotions, our stress, our expectations are all heightened during the holidays. So it's important to know yourself and know where the pitfalls, are for you, right? What has triggered you in the past? And not to take for granted your sobriety, and that just because you've managed it in the past, you still need to be aware.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And listening to your body, the triggers are important to understand. We use that word trigger so often mm-hmm. in popular culture that I don't think people really know what's happening. But triggers are your body remembering something. And mm-hmm. the holidays, we have this routine,
yes.
this cycle that we all follow. And so sometimes we don't even recognize we're being triggered. It's just, this is what we always do. I even experienced that this holiday season. I found myself starting to get agitated, even mm-hmm. though we didn't do Christmas the way we normally did it. I still got that intense feeling of anxiety around needing to get stuff done, and I caught
yes.
myself, but I could
yeah.
feel it happening in my body, and I'm like, well, mm-hmm. what are you doing? You don't have to do that. You don't have to get all worked up. So I think listening to our bodies, and when we feel something off, to pause and pay attention. I love this, the first step in the tips that says have a plan in place.
Right.
If we're paying attention to our bodies, mm-hmm. then we know something's going to happen. I'm going to respond a certain way. My nervous system doesn't know the difference between the reality
yes.
of this problem or that I'm just being triggered by it's the holiday season or I just smelled gingerbread or
yep.
whatever the thing is. And so
right.
if you have a plan in place, then you
yep.
can use that plan. You don't have to come up with something in the heat of the battle.
And don't just do nothing. If you were alone last year and it was miserable, think today. Is there somebody I could ask to, hey, come over, let's watch a movie together? That's a really great invitation for folks. Hey, you want to come over and watch a movie if you're not doing anything? They might be doing something. They might ask you to do it with them. But don't just do nothing, please. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the program. We're going to go to Jay right after this. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn, you're really glad you're with us. Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, Dr. Jill Hubbard. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, I've got to tell you about this, and then we're going to go to Jay. There are 4 days left until our Club New Life matching gift ends. And we want to try to motivate some people to do that. And one of the ways is if you were to sign up at $30 a month, this matching person will match the whole year's worth of what you're going to be giving over the next year. So you give $30, and that brings to us that $30 plus $360. So your $30 is almost $400 to us. And here's what we send you. It's the Time with God welcome gift. 100 Days of Peace devotional. A New Life journal, which tells you some stuff to journal. A Restoration Bible, wonderful study Bible, based on the acronym for RESTORE. 7 Ways to Choose Healing, little book there. Growth Has No Boundaries. And a New Life grocery tote to store them in or to carry to the grocery store where people can see our 800 number if they get lost in the vegetable department. All of that to say thank you for supporting us through Club New Life. Let's go to Jay. San Diego is where he's calling from, listens on the app. Jay, how you doing today?
Very good, Steve. Thank you.
What's going on in your life? How could we help?
First of all, I did join a couple days ago the Club New Life, and I did the $30 membership, and I'm glad that I did it.
Thank you.
But the reason for my call, my wife had called in back on the 20th, about 8 days ago.
Okay.
And I wanted to just get more information about how I'm going to the Every Man's Battle.
Great.
In Dallas. Next weekend.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I talked to someone from your show, or actually, I called the number before the show and talked to a guy named Jeff, and he was great, gave me a lot of information. I'm really excited about going. My question today is, I need to get to the root issue of my problem, which is lust. When my wife had called in, I think the counselors and you were, he's got a porn addiction, he's got a porn, and I don't, I'm not defending myself, but I don't, it's more of a lust issue. And mm-hmm. when you said that in your conversation, I've played it like 6 times. When I listened to it, you hit it on the head, because when you were, or someone was talking about the porn addiction, I was like, no. And then you said, and also same thing with lust. And that happens to me. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing more research, it happens to a lot of guys.
Yes, it does.
And I just got to get to the root issue, because it is. I have an older brother, and he's got it too.
Okay. So, this sounds so trite, but just bear with me on this question, okay? Tell me
Absolutely.
About your mother. Tell me about your mom. Just curious about how that went when you were being raised by her.
She was a stay-at-home mom. My dad worked in a steel factory, so he was gone most of the time, and he wasn't around very much. And she had a lot of a very good person. She would give you the shirt off her back. She would do anything for you. She was more of an enabler, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call her Smother, but mm-hmm. she would enable us. And she had anger toward my dad, and we all just said, why are you so angry? No wonder he doesn't stay here. You're angry at him all the time. That's why he's never here. You mm-hmm. know, and there's 5 of us in the family, and a very strong Christian woman, and she's got Alzheimer's now, and she's in Florida.
Mm.
So it's sad, but she was just an amazing person. She just loved her grandkids, her kids. She just She's a very loving person.
So when you look back at this distant father, angry mother, what frustrates you the most, or what is the thing that really seems like, gosh, why didn't somebody do something about that? Or it just is the thing that causes you a bit more anger over the past than other things. Can you think of something like that?
When we were growing up, we didn't know. I mean, my older siblings did. I was the youngest in the family. They kind of knew. I mean, he's had affairs, and he did things that weren't very good, but that was all hidden from me, and it pretty much from me. The other siblings kind of knew about it, but it was kind of accepted.
So when you found that out, how did that make you feel? How did it make you feel when you found it? What was your reaction to finding that out?
No, that's not true. There's no way. That's not how he, you know, it was denial. But it was just a lot of disappointment. Mm-hmm. Here's a father that I somewhat looked up to. I looked up to him as a provider.
Yeah.
He's the one that went to work every day. He's the one that paid the bills. So I looked up to him as a provider. Mm-hmm. And when I found out about that, I just had tears in my eyes for my mom that she had to put up with this.
Yeah.
She would not leave because he brought the paycheck home.
Yeah.
She would not leave.
So I would say, in working on your lust, that's a really great place to start.
Okay.
I've never met someone who struggled with lust who did not have a source of some deep-seated but not fully expressed or recognized anger, bitterness, and resentment. You talk about this in very pleasant terms, but I don't think it was pleasant at all for you. I think it was horrible for you. I even think it was horrible that your mother never did anything about anything. And here this wonderful person was willing to take all this. And then you find out about his infidelity. And oh my goodness. So I believe the path toward freedom from lust is a path that takes you into the depths of your maybe even unacknowledged or recognized inner rage, anger, bitterness, and resentment. And I'd start with old dad there. Jackie Mack Harris, Jill Hubbard, what are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking of a research project one of my students just did on generational dysfunction. And I agree with what you said, Steve. I would start with your own, Jay, with your own anger and maybe regret, disappointment, your feelings about what happened in your family, but also maybe do a genogram. Create a family tree, not just a family tree of like names and dates of birth and things like that, but also the challenges that occurred in other parts of the family, because you said you have the issue, your brother has the issue, clearly your father has the issue, mm-hmm. and sometimes we are living out of trauma experienced in generations before us. It can be shifted. You know, we get generational trauma and dysfunction handed down, but we can also hand down wellness generationally. So as you're getting healthy and you're breaking these bonds, you are making changes that can help future generations of your family. But first, somebody has to stop the secrets and stop the hiding and excavate what's really causing these issues so that you guys can actually go in after them and change it. But mm-hmm. first you have to know what has to change.
Well, right. And you are starting that process mm-hmm. by going to Every Man's Battle. That's really going to help you to shift and to do things differently. But we can't deny this undercurrent of dysfunctional sexuality, dysfunctional intimacy, and all the resentment and bitterness just in your home. I mean, no wonder why your mom was angry, mm-hmm. right? She felt ill-equipped to leave and manage on her own, so she had to endure, and it leaked out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you kids are also leaking out what happened, right?
And think about this. You were helpless to change anything And especially when you find out later what was going on, you certainly couldn't mm-hmm. change that. But what you can change is your mood. And that's where lust comes in. You don't have to get a beer. You don't have to look at a picture. There are people out there. You can lust after them. So the lust is something that you can feel and you're in control of and in charge of. And it fulfills a need because you're a guy and you're a guy that wants mm-hmm. to be powerful and conquer things, but you can't conquer that. So there's grieving, there's acceptance, all this is involved. But in the meantime, you go get what you can get. And what you can get is what your mind does to every female that comes along. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you said that on the show, it was a lie that was held in that I could not get out. I couldn't come to terms with that. And I feel really good that my wife and I talked about that, and I got it out, and we've had some, good discussions. But the one thing that happened when I found out that my dad had affairs on my mom in the past, and probably still was, but she kicked him out of the house, and he went and lived in an apartment for a couple of months. I don't remember, a month or two or whatever it was. And, I feel like that's where I'm at. My wife asked me to move out, and I said, well, I've got to find a place to live, and which I'm actively doing. So I don't want to be my dad, and I feel like I'm going down that road. He did come back. He tried to change, but he really couldn't. There was no counselors.
But you can.
I can.
And it is amazing when we try not to be like a person, that maybe on a scale of 1 to 100, they're at 30, and we're not going to be like them. And so we come in at 40, proving we're not like them. But what we want to be is kind of about 80. And that's the difference in you and your dad right now. You have the hope to be at that imperfect 80. No one's 100%, but you can get to 80.
Mm-hmm.
Not under your own power, but you have to have a willingness to let God do what God wants to do with you. And he does that through other people, and that's going to begin at every mm-hmm. man's battle.
Well, Jill. And there's also a grieving of the relationship with your dad, which I'm sure you've done some of. But this keeps you mm-hmm. guys connected. Sharing this secret sin, or not so secret, right, keeps you connected. And it's an odd thing how we long for that connection, even if it's a negative connection.
Jesus said, if you lust after a woman, it's mm-hmm. like having an adulterous relationship, right? He said that. It's not just what you do, it's what's in your heart and your mind. And so here you're having adulterous relationships the way Dad did.
Well, it takes you away from mm-hmm. the real people in your life.
When I first started working,
that's another part to think about. Like, what's being avoided?
Yes.
What else is happening in your life that the sensation of lust soothes something?
Mm-hmm.
And so also being honest with yourself about where your pain points are mm-hmm. and what need that lust is meeting for you.
Yeah, what was happening right before the lust got triggered, right?
Yep.
And it's not just somebody walked by.
Right.
There's other things going on.
Yeah. So when I started with alcoholics, you couldn't go to work with alcohol on your breath or you'd get fired. They'd smell it. So Valium was very popular. And so you'd have Valium. You'd be relaxed. And no one could smell Valium. Well, the Valium addiction became even more devastating than the alcohol. Well, your lusting is different than having an open affair physical with other people. You can't see your lust. Well, you kind of can. So you're not as obvious as your father was. You've gone underground. We want to help you to be able to dance above ground with your wife and be free. And that's what's going to happen in Every Man's Battle. Really glad that you're going to go. I'm going to send you a copy of Every Man's Bible. I think you're going to love this Bible. You hold on. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry has joined us in the studio. And, of course, this is our last week of giving before New Year. And so much of what happens this week determines our future, you know, because this is the time of season where people are generous. And Larry, what do you have for us today? Because this is a really important time.
A couple things. No pressure. You know, I was really interested that the last caller on Christmas Eve was a guy named Emmanuel. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, what a sign, what a blessing from God. Because what does Emmanuel mean? It means God with us. And if that's not the case for New Life, it's really amazing to me. You know, for the last 18 years I've been here, God's been with us. And you were here from the beginning, Steve, 33 years ago. I'm guessing that's your sense, double mine.
Oh, it really is. I've never felt like God was doing more supernaturally through other people and us working with them than now. It's just really strange, very strange.
And so, you know, with that in mind, wouldn't you want to support a ministry that you know God is with, that He's acting in people's lives, He's acting in the people at the ministry to help the people that are coming looking for help? Hmm. So that's a big part of why we're asking for your help and your finances. And there is a testimony that a lady called in, and we've got it recorded. We've aired this before, but I think it's so powerful we should air it again. So Terry's going to play
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
I really felt prompted by the Lord to call in, because if it had not been for this ministry, I would not be the mother I am. Mm-hmm. I would not be the transformational speaker that I am. I would not be the woman that I am because of this ministry, because I had no money to go to a therapist. I had no money to go. Mm-hmm. And that's why now I want to challenge people that when you're giving this Christmas, make sure New Life is included in that, because aww, there is no way you can turn to in the world and find a ministry like this with committed people. And I'm just encouraging everyone that love God in a way that you want to serve Him by serving this ministry. So I want to give $1,000. That's nothing, you know, prayerfully, that if things come in that I want to give more.
Wow.
But I'm just asking everyone out there, buy a gift to Club New Life for your children. Buy a gift for your friends and associates, those that have company, like I have a company. Buy that gift for them so that their lives can be transformed from the inside out.
Wow,
you know,
that's wonderful.
I can help leaders in Guyana because of you guys. And if it had not been this ministry, I would have ended my life and left my three children. Don't leave this ministry out this December. Please give to them. Please help someone else survive. Share it with other people. Mm. Raise money. Do a fundraising that you can give. Because I would not be here. The many people that I've helped, thousands and thousands of people, would not have gotten the help had I not had this ministry.
Why did you choose that one, Larry? Just kidding. That's incredible.
I know.
And there are so many others that feel that same way. It's wonderful.
And we didn't even have to pay her to say that.
I know. We should hire her.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that boggles my mind is we've done a lot of things, you know, from Women of Faith, Life Recovery, all this. But the radio ministry is the big deal. It's always been the big deal, and it has helped more people take the next step, and then that step's led to something else.
It just, when I think about what New Life does and why people come here, you know, we help them see who God really is and how He works, and we help them see that God came so that we could be rescued by Him, we could be changed by Him, and we just, you know, God through Jesus, it was a matter of restoring us to how he began this whole thing with Adam and Eve.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we help people see that, and people respond, and God responds. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
God responds by blessing the efforts that we make.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why, Larry, do you feel good about asking people to support New Life? Why do you do that? You don't have to work. You've got plenty of your 401k or whatever it is. But why do you do it? Why are you here asking people to support this ministry?
You can't work here at New Life and not have a passion. It the passion to see the life change that we have seen. I mean, there have been days where I think they don't pay me enough to do this. But there are more days where I think they shouldn't even have to pay me. This is just amazing to be able to connect with people and to help them see what happens here.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's a blessing. It's an honor. I could go on for a long time.
Well, I tell you, I wanted, when we started all those years ago, I wanted to help some people. I really didn't ever dream we'd be helping people 33 years later the way we are. And I didn't see the kind of support that we get. People that come along with major gifts are people like the guy that gave us the last $5.25 out of his account because he wanted to support something we were doing. Well, if anything sparks your generous spirit, and there are many benefits to a generous spirit, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got so many great things that are going to happen this next year. It's just the best time ever for New Life and the people that need hope, help, healing, transformation, redemptive relationship, all based on God's truth. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life Member Thank You Gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life Grocery Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits, like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. Larry's still with us here. Larry, you had something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I don't feel I gave a good enough answer to one of your questions there. You know, why am I willing and able and seem to enjoy asking people for money? When people give, it changes them, and you're giving them an opportunity to do something that nobody else can do, and that's giving a part of themselves. You know, you can't give a part of somebody else, but you can give a part of yourself, and when you write a check, you become a part of this ministry. You become part of something that's bigger than yourself, and it's like a movement almost, just that people get on board, and they give again, and it's healthy. They experience something that we can't explain. You have to do it to believe it, to see it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jill.
And it started way back in the beginning, Steve, like you mentioned. I mean, Steve, you had a vision for this organization that God placed on your heart, and you swept a lot of us up in that vision. It was very exciting in the beginning. And then it's just been transforming over time to what it is today. It's always moving and changing and honing in on how to help people. And those of us that, you know, it's exciting. We get so much from being a part of this. But there's also sacrifice that's involved in being a part of a ministry. And it's so worth it.
Well, I was talking to a she's remarried now, but she, her husband was a sex addict. They got divorced. Her kids were kind of fond of old dad, you know, because dad lets them do everything. Dad has no boundaries and all this. But she listened to this program, and she caught a vision of the woman that she could be. Not a victim, not somebody that has to be second to anyone. And her kids, they all came back to the Lord. They came back to her values. And she says, that's because I knew what to do. Because I laid the foundation, after that divorce, I laid the foundation for who I was going to be for the rest of my life. Now, that really is a story of a new life. That's what we're all about. That I don't care what you've done. You can lay a foundation for a new life you never dreamed was possible. And people will look at you and go, what? I knew you when. Yeah, that was the old person. I'm not that guy anymore.
Steve, I read an article the other day. It said that there was a threefold increase in depression just since COVID.
Yeah, right.
And we're still here doing the same thing. And one of the things we do is, and you know, the Christmas story is just it's kind of been on my mind a lot since Christmas, as much as before. But in Isaiah, when he gives this prophecy about Jesus, he gives him a fourfold name. He says he's the Wonderful Counselor. Mm. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Well, that Wonderful Counselor really points to what we do here. It's wisdom, and we're trying to give the best counsel that's godly to people.
Yeah.
And he's a Mighty God. He's royalty. And the Everlasting Father, he's Abba, Daddy. But he's always that way. He's mm-hmm. everlasting, forever. And then the Prince of Peace, people take it a little too literally. They think that's peace in this world. But the peace that Jesus offers is the peace that the Holy Spirit gives when he resides in us and we have the gift of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And so I love that about New Life. It's not, you know, I don't say this condescendingly, but it's not just psychology. It's psychology that's melded so beautifully with God's Word and His ways, and it makes a difference in people's lives, and I hope people will right. take that into account when they consider supporting.
You know, great point there about psychology. We don't believe in psychology. We use psychology any more than an archaeologist believes in archaeology. No, it's a field of study to help you uncover things about ancient past. And I don't know if you've noticed, but they're not uncovering stuff saying, well, that totally disproves that David and Goliath thing or whatever. No, in fact, you know, just I think it was in the past 12 months or so, they discovered the first artifact that had King David on it. I was at the Museum of the Bible. They were showing me something, and I have the amazing ability to get everything absolutely wrong. But the headline is, there was a new discovery that validated David's life, you know, King David. And so archaeology is the field of study that helps them do that best. Psychology is a field of study to help us get to the root of the things. And people have physical and psychological symptoms. And the treatment, if it's not spiritual in nature, is not going to work. And it can't be superficial spiritual. It's got to be in-depth. It's got to be right. No Band-Aids, no superficial. That's the bottom line.
It's such a blessing that y'all went to school excuse me, and studied what you studied and now can apply it to help people. I mean, that's people are looking for the easy button.
Yep. And here's an easy button, Larry. The texting giving easy button is. I have it right here. because we don't have to make up four numbers that aren't accurate like we did the other day. And then find them. But if you were to text NLM, that's our initials, New Life Ministry, NLM to 28950 or 28 and then 950. Or here they are in order, 28950. 28950. That's, you just text 28950. You go NLM and you put that number in, and you can give simply by texting.
Steve, it's a sign from God. We're getting 28 people that are going to give $950.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That is right. You know, one of the greatest things that developed out of New Life, I don't think I would have ever been contacted to work with Fred Stoker on Every Man's Battle if there hadn't been New Life Ministry. And we're going to do our next Every Man's Battle workshop on January the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And we're doing it in Washington, D.C. And the reason I'm telling you about this is, well, I was just talking to somebody, and it was so obvious that his affair was a result of anger, bitterness, and resentment toward what his wife had done. And now he's going to do something about it for the first time. Hmm. You could have had the affair 10 years ago yourself, and you've never done anything to really shore up that part of your life so that in 10 more years you don't fall back into it. There's freedom that men experience at Every Man's Battle, the intensive. Mm-hmm. It's not just that freedom, but it's camaraderie and having other brothers in the same boat as you, so to speak, that are helping you. Because you can't do it alone. And I think when men admit they have this extreme limitation, I'm not going to be able to get over this by myself, all of the world opens up for you. And when you've got all these tools we give you at Every Man's Battle, you've got a chance not just to be a man of integrity, but a man who knows how to connect and be intimate with his wife, which has just been destroyed by lust, pornography, affairs, and all that go with it. If you think you know everything there is to know, or you've done everything that you know to do, but you've never been to the Every Man's Battle intensive weekend, Washington, D.C. will be stellar. I mean, it's going
to
be amazing.
Well, and it's just the worst life to live with that much shame, right? Where you constantly have to hide yourself and you are living a double life and lying to yourself, right? That this is the best it can be. Right. And we know that it's excruciating to think about kind of peeling back, you know, the cover on that shame. But when you do it, we promise you.
You know, God intended for family to be sacred, but there is a holiness about connection that's really as special and as meaningful as just if you're not a part of a family, if your family's been strange and weird, or even if it's great, God still wants that holiness of connection that you need. And we get that in Every Man's Battle with guys supporting and meeting and loving one another. And so I can't say enough, Steve, about what you're commenting about Every Man's Battle. You'll never experience anything like it again. So guys,
It's a force to be reckoned with. And if you feel like you've lost your force as a man, you'll recover it there. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's also the place, the number to call if you can help us here at Year End. We'll send you a copy of 100 Days to Freedom from Depression. Never seen more of it ever than right now.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And, let's go to Sandra from Newark, New Jersey. WAVA is the station. Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I have a question. I just wanted to know if it's appropriate for a boss to invite his female coworker to the office alone for meetings.
Is this your husband doing this?
Yes.
And you don't think that's a good thing, right?
Right.
And what does he think when you say, I don't think that's a good thing? What does he say to you?
He hasn't really told me that this is what he intends to do.
But he is doing it?
Yes.
So he's keeping it from you?
Yes.
And you're not talking about it?
It just started.
Has
so
he been unfaithful to you before?
Yes.
Oh, boy. And have you done anything, or has he done anything to work on that?
Yes, he did. Several years ago, we went to counseling. We went to Every Man's Battle. So we did work on it. That was about 12 years ago.
But he's back in a situation now where he's not being faithful. Doesn't sound like. I mean, if he were a man of integrity, he'd be protecting himself in that vulnerable situation. But more than that, he would sense that this isn't good. And I'm just wondering why you haven't told him that it's hurtful to you.
I'm a bit disturbed about it, so I just want to say things the right way.
Well, given his history, he doesn't have the luxury of being trusted in that type of situation, especially if, you know, he had gotten help but then hasn't maintained the help and the changes. Right? Sometimes we get help, we're doing great for a while, and then we get overconfident and we let some of the things go that have kept us on a better path. And we slowly start to go back to our default position.
And your question was, is it appropriate for a boss to meet alone in his office with his female employee? And
after hours.
I mean, after hours.
Is it after hours?
Is it after hours? Oh, after hours.
No, are there no. During the
work
hours.
Okay, and
so
is she the only employee? So the question of appropriateness.
On the day they're meeting, she's the only one in the office with him. The office is otherwise closed.
Okay, so the office is closed, but the two of them are going in for a special meeting.
Yes.
Okay, so that maybe sounds a little off.
It's highly suspect.
That's highly suspect, yes. The question of is it appropriate or not, it's a broad question because we meet alone with men and women regularly in practice as therapists, mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. Yeah. meeting with my boss, if I'm getting a review, right? Sometimes there's something personal or confidential. You have a situation, though, where there is a lack of trust. And some maybe some insecurity in the marriage and some poor communication. Maybe you guys don't address conflict. So this may be less about him meeting with that woman alone in the office and more about the problems between the two of you communicating
yeah.
and your level of intimacy. And so I would maybe focus on that and start having some conversations with your husband just about where are we in our relationship rather than jumping to what's going on between you and this woman and making the issue about that meeting. Go into what you're really feeling, mm-hmm. the distance you're feeling in your marriage, the lack of communication, the lack of emotional intimacy, the lack of time you guys are spending together, the lack of joy you guys are having in your time together. Focus on those things because those are things he can yeah. actually do something about.
And, you know, he's been to Every Man's Battle. And
those things are all there.
Yeah.
And so they're all there. All the things you listed are all there.
Yeah.
And so
there
I
is emotional
in like a year ago.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. if we can, and we will, I want to get a scholarship for you two to go to our Washington, D.C. Intimacy and Marriage. That is where you can turn this thing around, if he'll be willing to go. And the reason I'm saying scholarship, I'm just going to take the, you know, the price of it won't be an issue. And I want to hear if you go. You got to go. You got to tell us, and then meet me when you're there, because I want to hear how this turns out. I think it's going to turn out really well. I want to do something before we close out the program. I just know of some situations out there where people went through Christmas, and it wasn't great. It was a time of tragedy. I remember our family, when my cousin drowned, we went through one of those kinds of Christmases, and people lose children, and horrible things happen, tragedies, traffic accidents, all these kinds of things. It's not all great. Just COVID alone has put so many more people with somebody they loved isn't around anymore. And I just want to pray for just a moment here. Lord, I ask that you, as the Prince of Peace, would fill these families, that they would know they're loved and cared for by you. Comfort them, Lord. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, and I just pray that they would experience a supernatural comfort during some really, really horrible, horrible times. And I thank you that you are a God of mercy, that you will wipe away every tear. We wish you'd prevent them many times, but you'll wipe them away. Lord, be with every individual and every family that might be hurting worse than ever today because Christmas was so, so very tough. I ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Amen. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left, and I want to be sure that everybody knows that it's not just about giving, it's about who you are as a person. And I just looked at a study, and it was revealing that people that are generous have a much higher satisfaction with their lives. They compared those that weren't generous, and those that are generous have 3.2 close friends versus 2.6 friends of not generous. So you could pick up 0.6 of a friend by being generous, according to this study. But also, they're happier in their jobs by over 20%. Their outlook is more positive. Their physical and their mental health is so much greater. And whatever income level they're at, there's more satisfaction at that level. So my point is, generosity can change your life. It is a different way of living. It is not a way of entitlement. It is a way of blessing and sharing that blessing generously. You will not regret moving out of yourself and into helping transform the life of another human being. And if you want to do that, would you call us right now, 1-800 New Life. We're going to be right back here tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. 1-800 New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.